France and Germany have called for a sustainable ceasefire in eastern Ukraine ahead of a planned cessation of hostilities in the area. The French President Emmanuel Macron and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged the parties to the conflict to hold a solid, full, and permanent truce. Two leaders said the New Year's holidays must serve as an opportunity to focus on the needs of civilians in the eastern Donetsk and Lugansk regions. This comes as representatives from Ukraine, Russia, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe announced that a fresh ceasefire would come into effect on Saturday. The two regions have been the scenes of armed conflict between the Ukrainian army and pro-Russia forces since 2014. The clashes have so far left over 10,000 people dead. Kenneth Farrow is a lecturer at Coventry University who joins us from London. In your opinion, do you think that when it comes to the issue of Ukraine and Russia in this volatile region, is it the Ukraine that actually makes their own decisions or its own decisions when it comes to Russia, or is it being dictated from the U.S.?
Well, ever since the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1991, there are many countries, including Ukraine, who have been trying to find their way and who have been courted and appealed to by the US, of course, and by European countries as well. So Merkel and Macron are continuing what the European Union have been doing really since 1991, which is to offer Ukraine more and more to move it away from its relationship with Russia. Now, Ukraine is a priority partner within the ENP, which is the European Neighbourhood Policy, and this has been going on now for many years. Currently, what we're seeing is, of course, the byproduct of the annexation of the Crimea by Russia in 2014. Crimea, Sevastopol, the port which houses the Black Fleet, the Russian naval fleet, is incredibly important to Russia, and it doesn't want to be in a position, particularly with its role in Syria, of not being able to move its vessels through those waters. And so the bigger picture is one of geo-global negotiations. Of course, there have been U.S. involvement and the funding of neo-Nazi groups, neo-right groups in Ukraine and Crimea, which has been coming to light recently. So there are many players in this international situation, and we have to just wait and see what's going to happen.
I would think that when you say wait and see what's going to happen, Europe would like to have something happen now than wait, especially when you come with the INF treaty that's not going to really be in effect anymore. They are worried because it's their backyard that all this is happening. Do you think that they are looking, when it comes to Europe, and in particular France and Germany, that they are looking for a solution when it comes to this?
Well, what they're looking for is a solution to their economic investment in Ukraine, because obviously they're looking at the Ukraine to act as a buffer force to Russian influence, and they're doing everything they can, throwing as much as they can to this. Of course, the people of Ukraine will have to determine their own future, and it's not looked very good recently since 2014, of course, to have so many people die in this situation. But the Europeans and the Americans will continue to meddle in the affairs of Ukraine and many, many countries that border Russia, and of course across other parts of Europe as well. We have to remember that the bigger picture here is not just the disillusion and the failure of the Soviet Union, but the failure of the West to actually offer any kind of alternative to many countries which have been waiting for such a long time to what was offered by the West during that period. And of course the West has failed miserably since then.
Kenneth Farrow, pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. Lecturer at Coventry University from London.